Tonight, the Burlington City Council will take up the sale of the city's telecommunications company. For more on what's on tap for the meeting tonight, I'm joined by VPR reporter Liam Elder Connors. Hi, Liam.
Hey, Henry.
So first, the city has to sell off Burlington Telecom as part of a settlement over mismanagement of the telecom's finances. And there are now three bidders to buy it. What will the city council vote on tonight, and who are the bidders for the telecom?
The council is essentially voting tonight to eliminate one of those three bidders from the sales process. And the bidders are Two Cows, and they're based in Toronto. They have a couple of, you know, internet service companies in various cities across the U.S. Mm-hmm. There's also Schurz. That's a family-owned company in Indiana. And that company's done a lot of things. They've run newspapers, radios, TV, and also broadband. And then the third bidder is Keep BT Local. And that's a co-op that was formed in the city expressly for the purpose of buying Burlington Telecom.
And so then last week, Mayor Murrah Weinberger put out his preference for how this bidding process should go. What does he want to see happen here?
So last week, Mayor Murrah Weinberger came out and he said that he thought that Keep BT Local, he thought that their bid really wasn't viable going forward. He did express, you know, some appreciation for the work of the co-op. He said without all of their hard work, the bids wouldn't be as strong as the ones that came in to buy Burlington Telecom, but he expressed some concerns over the viability of that bid.
Even if we were to try to accept it, I think the result of that acceptance would be years of litigation and regulatory conflict and uncertainty, and I don't think there is a path through for that to work. And that's why I said, as much as we would like otherwise, I don't think it is a viable proposal.
And last week, the co-op did respond to the mayor's comments. They held a press conference that I went to behind City Hall. And basically, they said that, you know, we do have a viable proposal and we are very serious and take seriously the prospect of running Burlington Telecom. But, you know, we don't really know what's going to happen tonight. I'm not sure how the council is going to vote. Each of the councilors has one vote tonight, and we'll get to vote on the bidder they want to move forward. And the two bidders that get the most votes will move forward into the next round of the sales process.
So sort of like an elimination round tonight.
Yeah, kind of Survivor-like in a way.
Okay, great. So after the candidates are narrowed down, how much longer before the city actually chooses one of these bidders and finally sells off Burlington Telecom?
Pretty soon is what the city council's hoping for. They're hoping that by the end of October that they'll vote to pick the group to buy Burlington Telecom. And really, the kind of the big deadline to think about, though, is January 2018. That's when the city really wants to have a buyer locked in, because under the settlement that they reached with Citibank a few years ago, they have to sell Burlington Telecom, and selling it by January of 2018 means the city gets the most money back out of this sale.
All right, that's VPR's Liam Elder Connors. Liam, thanks so much.
Thanks, Henry.